Welcome everyone to the Wicked Anime Podcast, our first episode, or at least what we certainly hope will be our first episode. And on this podcast we talk about anime news in Japan.
And Asian culture altogether.
Also that, thanks for... Yeah. Okay. So, well, I should say who I am. I'm Dylan, and with me is Jonathan.
How's it going, guys?
His brother Andrew.
Hello!
And of course the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
What up?
All right, so to get things started, I'm going to pass it over to John for the news.
Yeah, well, before I start the news, I wanted to ask you how the Crunchyroll app on the PlayStation Network is going.
Oh, yeah. For anyone who, if you like anime, you've probably heard of Crunchyroll. It's an online service that brings anime to the States. And they now have an app on the PlayStation, which is pretty cool. I've been messing around with it for a while. They have, I think, like around 230-some shows on there, and I think 34 of which are what they call simulcast, I believe is how it's pronounced. And basically, yeah. Basically, as soon as an episode airs in Japan, you'll get it an hour after it airs in Japan subtitled, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's... Man, they gotta have, like, a ton of people working on that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah. Like, they have 30 people, like, behind the scenes waiting for, like, everybody gets a minute. And, like, they have to translate a minute, and then, like, they put out the episode.
Yeah, I don't know. They must have some skilled translators on staff. But the service is similar to Netflix, I should have mentioned. They have a bunch of different plans. There's a free plan that has some more limited viewing, and ads go along with that. But then they have some, I think, like, $6 and $11 plans. So if you're interested, you should check it out. As far as how it works, I think it works pretty well. I have had a few minor, like, bugs. It has crashed my PlayStation, like, once or twice, which is weird. I'll just click on something, and then it'll go boop, like, a message is going to come up, but then it just goes black, which, that's unfortunate, but,
I don't think I've ever had our PlayStation crash before.
Yeah.
That sounds like that's a problem.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Like, that would scare the crap out of me.
PlayStation! No!
Well, they can't get the, you know, red ring, but...
It does have an orange dot.
I know. But anyways, I think it's a cool service. It's definitely better than the experience I had with Hulu Plus on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And I really like the interface. So if you enjoy anime and you have a PlayStation, I would encourage you to check it out.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
All right, now we can get to some news.
Yeah. Finally. Josh.
To news!
To news. All right, starting off in the media, I thought this was really cool. This was announced a couple weeks ago, that DC Comics, if you're not, guys aren't familiar, the Amikami line of statues where they take DC Universe characters and they turn them into anime characters, like anime forms.
Mm-hmm.
They are making a DC comic Amikami Wonder Woman. So it's going to be an actual comic now. And I'm really excited because Amanda Connor is on art, and she's one of my favorite comic book artists ever. And Jimmy Palmiotti is doing the writing, and he's pretty popular for doing things like Jonah Hex and stuff like that. It's been going on for a while. I'll be picking that up. I want to see what it's all about. Next piece that we have going on, Old Boy is this is the remake, the Spike Lee Old Boy with Josh Brolin. Sharito Copley is going to be in it from, District 9. Mm-hmm. Like, he was that guy.
For those of you who don't know, Old Boy was a Korean film.
Yeah.
With a really twisted, messed up ending.
It was part of the Revenge trilogy.
Yeah.
Lady Vengeance and, what was the first one?
Mr. Vengeance.
Mr. Vengeance. Yeah. It was just called Mr. Vengeance, and then Old Boy was number two.
Yeah. If you like weird, crazy endings to movies, then I would recommend Old Boy.
It's twisted.
It's good.
It is so good.
Yeah. And Elizabeth Olsen is said to be casted for it.
I think that would be really cool.
She was in Silent House. I can't remember anything else she's been in.
She's been in a couple things, but I don't think anyone would know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silent House is really good.
But she's playing the part that I think she's going to play...
No spoilers.
No spoilers, but I'm just saying.
The alien, no!
Everyone
anyways,
dies.
The Spike Lee Old Boy remake is going to start filming on October 1st, and it's going to be set in New Orleans, which I think is a really awesome setting. Like, I think that New Orleans is probably going to be the perfect setting for that kind of
in
story.
In the bayou.
Yeah.
In the bayou.
Just down in the bayou, New Orleans.
Okay.
Nowlands.
Oh, guys, check out this piece of news. I saw this on Anime News Network just the other day. Clint Eastwood's movie Unforgiven is being remade into a samurai film in Japan. It's going to take place in the 1880s, huh. and the main character from Unforgiven is going to be a samurai.
Huh.
I just thought that was like the most.
Do you know if it's going to be like a samurai film or is it going to be a western with a samurai?
No, it's going to be a samurai film.
Oh, okay.
Like the entire thing is going to be transferred over.
Clint Eastwood is not going to be in it.
Not even a cameo?
It makes sense because a lot of like westerns that Clint Eastwood was in were based off of some Japanese movies. I think like Yojimbo is a good example.
Yeah.
I forget what film he did that was very similar to that, but
yeah,
makes sense.
But I just think that would be the coolest thing ever to see like a samurai version of something.
Is it going
to
be kind of like how Japan was like, hey, Species is a cool movie, and they made this Japanese version of Species? Do you remember that?
I don't think I saw that.
Well, I don't think anybody did.
I think we're lucky that we did.
Yeah. And, I mean, only like 4 people in America saw Species 2, so.
Yeah, I know about that is
were in that movie.
That's what I was going to say. That's the only thing I remember.
And that's pretty much all it was about. Like, there was seriously nothing else.
But the weird thing is, I think I've only ever seen that on, like, TBS. So how...
Well, I don't think TBS has ever played
The Alien...
It is very funny.
Yeah.
I was homesick. It was, like, elementary, and I was like, I got nothing better to do.
I think even to this day, if you knew what was going on in that movie, that's the exact same response. I have nothing.
Although, I do get Mimic and Species confused a lot, so I could be thinking of Mimic.
You might.
Yeah.
I guess.
Anyway.
Wait.
Now that we're done talking about Clint Eastwood and Species.
Dylan, I picked up this news piece because I thought that you would really like it.
Oh, is it Gundams?
Axe Body Spray in Japan is now putting, like, these mini Gundam toys on top of all of their Axe Sprays.
I like the Gundam part.
and they're, like, little chibi. I don't think they're super deformed. You don't have to worry about that. I don't think they're that. But they are little, like, chibi versions of them, and I thought that was the funniest thing.
So what does an Axe commercial in Japan look like, I wonder?
I hope, like, the new Kiefer Sutherland one.
Well, yeah. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Anyway.
All right. The next piece of news is actually really sad.
And it's following the Gundam Axe deodorant?
Yeah. Okay. Brace yourselves. Nintendo Power's last issue is this December.
Oh, yeah, that's just a lullaby. Never mind.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
You were trying taps.
I don't know what I was going for. I should have just gone with Take On Me again.
See, I thought Nintendo Power was already... So when I found out that Nintendo Power's...
was gone.
Yeah, was gone. I was like, wait, didn't this happen when we were, like, kids? We were a long time ago?
I got a question. Did anyone else enter all those Nintendo Power contests as a kid?
Nope.
No, we never got Nintendo
Power. I unfortunately loved video games as a kid. We had like an SNES, but I think I wasn't aware of like being able to like get magazines as a kid.
I got the magazines as a kid. I entered every contest in there. Never won shit.
Jonathan and I were Sega kids. Yeah. We were Genesis kids.
No. He just,
this is a blast processing.
He just gave a very polite gesture to the Flemings.
Genesis is freaking awesome, okay?
Just not as good as SNES, we know.
I had,
whatever.
I had, what was that system called? Oh, yeah, it was called the Lincoln Logs.
Oh, 64. Man.
Dylan had dull Christmases.
Socks, what a best thing you got.
Close again.
Knee highs with red stripes and blue stripes.
Okay, so
what of them?
So the most exciting piece of news that I took out from this for this week is about Wolf Children.
Wolf Children, yay!
Mamoru Hosoda's latest film. He's done movies like The Girl Who Leapt Through Time and Summer Wars, which are two of the greatest films ever made. Ever go watch them,
as well as the Digimon movie.
Yeah, he did the first Digimon movie.
My first CD was a soundtrack.
Some
trivia.
Anyways, so far as of now, as of the date August 12th, which is not when we are recording this. That was like 2 weeks ago.
Like Looper.
Has has grossed $28 million.
In Japan?
Well, yeah, like they're the
collectively, yeah.
It equals up to that much in dollars.
It sold 2.4 million tickets of the movie, and now the novelized version is the best-selling book on the market currently.
Wow, so you said it was it grossed 28 million USD?
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't you also say that it's also number 1 and 2 in the box office?
Yeah. No, it actually said that, but actually what happened when I read deeper into the article, it said that it was, like, for the first week or something like that, was the number 3 spot, and then it moved up from there.
It's the rip track version.
Yeah. And so about the novel, though, the novel was released on June 22nd, an entire month before the movie itself was released,
mm-hmm.
and it was number 39 on the reader's book. The day after the movie came out, it just shot up to number 1.
Wow.
Man, I want to see...
Right above 50 Shades of Grey.
I want to see that movie so bad. I just... My man tears need to come out, and that's the movie that's going to do it. I'm going to watch it and be proud and be crying like a man.
Then you're going to do some soul-searching on a bridge afterwards.
Well, I didn't have to do that for... I just sat on the couch for a while.
Maybe, well, you probably would have benefited from it.
There's so much love tonight.
Oh, man.
How about we move over to video games now?
Okay. Yes.
Just some two really quick ones that I want to point out is that Arc Systems is releasing Blaze Blue 3 now. It's called Chrono Phantasma with one of their continuing... I have no idea where they come up with that. I think they do a word generator.
Dark Lord. They like. I think a lot of Japanese titles sometimes do like a play on English words. Like another good example is the Metal Gear game that's coming out, Revengeance. Like,
yeah.
It's like let's take vengeance and revenge and just I don't know.
That's also the American title, I believe. Because that was when it switched. Companies. One company was making Metal Gear Rising, and then when the other company picked it up, it ruined it.
No, it's Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
No, I know that. Okay. But they added that extra title when they switched companies, and they're like, hey, let's ruin the title and the gameplay that was originally here. So
I kind of like the word Revengeance. Yeah.
Anyways, Blaze Blue, the new Blaze Blue is going to have 3 new characters. And it's also going to have all of the characters that were released for the expansions for number 2. So that's, cool. Like, if you didn't pick up any of the expansions for number 2, that's like 8 new characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So how many characters total will it be then?
Geez, I don't know.
20, I think.
That's got to be simple math.
Well, but I have to remember who all the characters are. And again, okay.
I think it's somewhere.
Yes, Dylan, I understand addition, but I don't know all the characters. It would take me a while to think of all the characters in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. But one of the special things about Blaze Blue, like, it has a small cast, but the thing that they do for Blaze Blue is that every single character has their own unique track that counters every other character in the game. So when you play a versus match, they all have unique dialogue with one
another. For every other character.
They all know who they're fighting.
Yeah, which
is cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Which I really liked. Next piece is that Dead or Alive 5 released a story trailer. That's not the...
story.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's not the exciting part.
Shut up! I like Dead or Alive a lot.
You like the jiggle features.
Shut up, Glitch. No.
Dead
or Alive is fun.
The exciting part about the
pants.
Trailer was not the story, obviously. It was the fact that it was in English.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and there hasn't been a Dead or Alive game, there hasn't been a good Dead or Alive game that's been in English.
I thought Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball was fun.
Jiggly,
okay?
jiggly.
Shut up. Man, we get it. There are jiggle physics in the game.
Well, you know that they for number 5 they toned down on the sexual content.
Well, they claim they did, but screenshots scream otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you pay attention.
Glitch, you do too.
Their shoulders aren't broad enough.
Glitch and his. Oh, I don't pay attention to women or nothing.
I'm a butt man, thank you very much.
Remember, yeah, he was listening to that one rapper guy that's famous. I don't remember his name. DJ Slim, maybe.
I hate you so much.
Dylan, I hate you he so much. He sings about the butts, and then they, he doesn't lie. He's like Abraham Lincoln. What's next?
Okay, guys, check this out. This was weird.
As weird as that last sentence?
So, you know the company Neo Geo?
Yes.
They existed?
Yeah.
They are reviving their old handheld system.
Yay!
It's coming out in December. It's going to come with 20 games on it, and it's going to be $200.
One of them better be a brand new Metal Slug.
I know, really.
Actually,
I hope it comes with a Game Shark.
A new Metal Slug would be awesome, but I think the original Metal Slug is going to be on it.
Bah!
No, that's still good, though. But Metal Slug... No, it's just his disapproved sound.
I almost thought to say Mozart, because it sounded like he said Bach. They're both composers. What's next?
That's all we got, because there's nothing for that.
There's nothing
to say after that.
For the Neo Geos.
Okay, I know we've been talking about a lot of strange things tonight, but we're going to move on to strange news. Yeah!
Like Nickelback singer marrying Avril Lavigne?
Stranger than that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's just sickening, but
we'll see.
Okay, so this first piece of news.
I do.
Are you going to let me say my news pieces?
Avril Lavigne! I take you to be my awful lady wife! Alright, what's the strange news story?
The first one, in China, there's been a second incident of exploding office chairs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So apparently there have been some office chairs that have been put out on the market.
Did anyone die?
No.
Okay, good, then it's funny.
Were they produced by Acme?
Delivered by a coyote.
Apparently what happened, and by the way, Wile E. Coyote never delivered any Acme.
Oh, they were God. Delivered
he had to make the stuff somehow.
Yeah.
FedEx, man, have you not seen their commercials? Come on.
Apparently,
Wile E. Coyote is in debt from Acme for more than all that crap.
No, they are free next day. I don't know if it's you or not.
Apparently, when the chairs were made, the nitrogen used for the feature that made the chairs go up and down.
So the only feature?
It was too pressurized, and when somebody sat on it, it caused it to combust and explode.
Wow.
I gotta adjust my chair.
Too high. I think they could easily fix this by just putting little parachutes on the back.
But the last incident that happened, the force was so great that...
I want to hear this.
It destroyed... Like she was sitting in the chair, and it was enough force to actually destroy the computer that was on the desk as well.
Oh, no.
So, she was a little butthurt after that incident.
Needless to say.
Wow.
Next piece.
I want one of those chairs to give you those.
I know, really. We just get one of them.
So as you guys know, that in Japan,
the bomb squad goes in their long stick.
So as you guys know, in Japan, there's been like a lot of stories about bullying, and mm-hmm. how a lot of the bullyings have either led to suicide and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a high school principal who was covering up like some of the incidences and like just saying like, oh, it's just boys being boys and stuff like that. And so this 19-year-old decided to be a vigilante and attack this principal with a hammer. Like, and tried to just expose him for his lies. It was like just like his form of justice.
Like in Alec and Drive?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, no, and like, so this 19-year-old goes to the school and just beats this principal up with a hammer.
Yeah, he was just listening to Kavinsky, and he's like, man, I gotta go beat him with a hammer.
Kid got arrested.
Needless to say. Yeah.
And then next, an American has also been arrested in Japan. He's a petty officer who was, who is stationed in Okinawa. He was in a train station with his girlfriend, who's Japanese,
mm-hmm.
and at one point, two drunk guys who were at the train station started making fun of him, and so he just decided to beat him up.
That's rather petty.
America! Red, white, and blue.
So he got arrested for assault. But the interesting part is that the feedback on the internet and stuff like that is in favor of the American.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, he was still defending a Japanese person. It's not like he was like, "Hey, this is my American girlfriend. Stop making fun of people." Like, is
yeah.
He's still in Japan.
I'll defend your honor. And they just start wailing.
I'll windmill you.
Start screaming. These were all dramatic recreations of the scene. We'll move on now.
That's it for strange news.
All right.
And in conclusion, that's it for news as well altogether.
Okay. So let's talk about what we're watching anime-wise or whatnot. Andrew, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll start. Most recently, I've been watching the older anime from the 1980s called Shuten Doji. It's a Go Nagai anime, and Go Nagai is very good at making weird crap, which I love about them. It was one of those kind of impulse buys where I just saw the Go Nagai presents kind of thing on the title, and I was like, I haven't seen this one before, so I grabbed it off the shelf, and it's nice. Good. It's weird, but it's good, because they do a whole bunch of stuff in the anime that's just, they introduce you to story, and you're just supposed to accept it for no reason, but you do accept it because it's cool to watch, and they're visually pleasing, and it's bloody, and yeah.
And you like it.
I do. I like it. I think it's cool. I think it's really cool, where basically it's about Onis. There's a Oni from the future, and they're... the beginning was so funny, because they were in the past, and they were fighting, and they were in space, and then they're in the future, and then they were in present times, and there's like a baby in the Oni's mouth, and he's like, I'm gonna come back for him in 15 years. And yeah, it was hilarious to watch, but just, it was so entertaining. I love Go Nagai.
Huh. Who's next?
Yep, who's next?
You wanna go, John?
Me? Sure. Right now, I'm the opposite of Andrew. I've been watching new animes. I've mainly been watching Eureka 7 AO and Humanity Has Fallen. The one I've been watching more is Humanity Has Fallen, because Eureka 7 AO has been on a little hiatus for some reason. Maybe because of the Olympics. Humanity Has Fallen is about just that. It's exactly that. Whereas it's not an apocalypse anime like you typically see. It follows more along the lines of time going back into colonial era, where, like, people need to scrounge for food and everything like that. But it's supernatural in the sense where there are fairies in the world, and the fairies do things for the humans. And one of the weird things about the show, among a lot of other things, because this anime is just weird.
It's hilarious, too.
None of the characters have names. None of the characters have names in this show. The main character is a moderator between the humans and the fairies. Her name is Moderator. And then she has an assistant named Assistant, and she has a grandpa named Grandpa.
Are you watching it subbed? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I wonder if that's just the American name, and if it's something else.
No, it's subbed, yeah. Huh.
No, yeah, it's not. But it's just so strange, and like... Every two episodes, it's almost like this anime starts over, because there's nothing connected in every single one of them. Nothing connects to one another.
That's interesting. Maybe it'll connect them later on.
Maybe. Actually, I got
well,
to...
Well, it did.
I did get to one part originally. I'm not going to spoil it just in case anybody wants to watch it, but at episode 6 or 7, you find out why.
Hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's hilarious. It's just so funny. It's the strangest kind of comedy. I highly recommend it. Humanity Has Fallen.
Nice. My Uglitch.
I've been rewatching Yu Yu Hakusho.
Nice.
I just felt like something going back to nostalgia and old memories again, and just watching that. Nice. Plus, I don't even need to watch the TV to actually know what's going on, so I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, I've only seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, I mean, I
know that there's a tournament at one point. That's like an entire entire season or arc.
Yeah, people just know that arc, and there's no Kuwabara.
Yep.
Yeah, and then...
Like, Kuwabara in his voice.
That was pretty good.
Kuwabara. Like, it's Kazumi Kuwabara.
Dylan, what are you watching?
I unfortunately don't have much to report. I think all I've watched this past week were just the new Shippuden episodes.
Okay.
I was going to turn on Crunchyroll I was either going to go to bed or turn on Crunchyroll and watch something, and then it crashed. So I was like, I'll go to bed.
Is Shippuden still on filler?
Well, I'm not reading the manga, so I can't speak to the manga. I'm going to say it the way white people say it, but the show it's still in the war. I think I didn't say that without spoiling anything, but I don't think it's not filler again. It's story for some of the other characters. Like they just had a story for Choji and
I saw that one.
Yeah, his group.
I've been reading the manga.
I guess you could call it filler, but it's not about like some stupid bubble ninja or whatever.
Yeah.
And that exists.
That does exist, and I was like, I'm gonna stop watching.
It was better than the Sora issues.
Remember the weird at the end of like Naruto when he was younger, and there was like the weird one about the beetle. That was a weird episode. Anyways, yeah, I've just been watching Shippuden. I still really like the show, as long as it's not in filler. just Shippuden for me.
Great.
Cool. So we're going to move on to what we like to call the Topagachi, which is just the topic for the week, named by Glitch here, in case you want to make fun of it.
Or love it, which I think it's awesome.
Topagachi is awesome.
I know, I love it too, I just don't want to, you know, like,
send me your love and or hate mail.
So basically what the Topagachi is, just to explain real quick, it's a question that we ask that everybody can answer. It ensues discussion! And that's all.
Yeah, anyways.
we feel like our audience can relate.
Yeah, so for this week, we're going to talk about our favorite fight scene.
In
the animes.
In the animes.
Of the Japans.
Okay.
What's yours, Andrew?
My favorite, I thought about it for a little bit, and...
Vista of the North Star.
No, yeah. Just all of Vista of the North Star.
Episode one from the end of Fist of the North Star.
One big fight scene.
Which, in as many ways that that's true, my favorite fight scene has to be from Hellsing Ultimate, the first one. The Alexander Anderson and Alucard fight.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing that is just more... Oh my gosh, it's so killer. Especially if you watch the anime. Where if you watch the original TV-aired anime of Hellsing. Where you watch that all the way through and you're like, hey, that was cool, I really like Hellsing. And then you watch Ultimate and you're like, screw that show, I'm watching Ultimate from now on. It's an extended fight scene. And it's just so stylish.
It's bloodier.
It's way bloodier. Alexander Anderson is probably one of the coolest villains / not villains, anti-heroes ever made. Same with Alucard, and they just kick the crap out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's freaking cool. So.
Oh, were you going
to
say something?
No, I was just saying, if you're familiar with the manga, it's similar to that, except it flows a lot better because it's animated. Cool. So it's a lot more fun to watch.
Nice. What about you, John?
Me? I had a toss-up between two. The first one that I thought of was the panty and stocking versus scanty and knee socks fight scene.
Yeah.
When you first meet them from the show Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt, if anybody doesn't catch on. And, it's a Gainax show, so that explains a lot. The animation is super weird and super cool, and it just makes everything look super stylish.
I forgot about that one. That one is really good. I really like that one.
But the one that trumps that, probably my favorite fight scene of all time, is definitely the very first time in Soul Eater when they introduce Professor Stein. When all...
Whoa!
That came out wrong.
And it shows us that fight scene.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
It's just super cool because you get to see all the main characters' powers. You okay, Andrew?
Yeah.
You get to see all the main characters' powers, and you get to see Professor Stein for the first time and how badass he is. It's just awesome, and like you see how powerful some characters can be, and it's just very well choreographed. For those of you who don't know, Soul Eater is animated by Bones, so it's just a given that the animation is super slick and very stylish.
Mm.
Like Glitch.
Exactly, yeah, perfect.
Cool segue.
Glitch was made by Bones. True story. Speaking of Bones, yeah, what's your favorite fight scene?
One of my favorite fight scenes when isn't fighting Foodons. So I can't even fake that one. It's kind of a toss-up between the two. Since I've been watching Yu Hakusho recently again, it still has to be Yusuke Urameshi versus the younger Tagoro brother. Like, the final.
Huh.
Or...
I don't think I've ever made it that far.
Or just when Naruto came back in Sage Mode to fight Pain, because that was just a badass entrance.
But that was one I was going to talk about, actually. But the thing is, I love his entrance that he made. Like,
boom, on top of the boss Toad, got a toad with swords, and went with a big spoon for some fucking reason.
Oh, what's snap, up? Where's my village? Pain's gonna feel pain.
I thought he just came out to the Undertaker theme song.
He should have. It's basically the same thing. But did you have anything else to mention?
Nah. Go ahead.
Okay, well, mine... I was going to also mention a Naruto one. The one I was going to talk about was the one that was earlier. The first time, I guess it was technically the second time Naruto and Sasuke, tried to fight to the death.
You mean the waterfall?
The waterfall. It was a really cool fight scene, and they both are, they're both young kids, but then they both have these sort of, special abilities that really, I think it's the first time they really flex those abilities. And they just basically go all out. And another cool thing about that is you can tell the animation for that scene got way better for that period of time.
Everyone was waiting for that.
Yeah, it was.
Finally!
Yeah, if you're watching the series, the animation in that is clearly, really, really good. And but I also wanted to mention, as a huge mech fan, I really like the last fight scene in Big O.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Big O is just filled with awesome fight scenes. Yeah.
I love the final fight scene in Big O. It's not only just, a cool fight scene between robots that are, doing all this crazy stuff, but it also, sort of ties the story together during the fight, which is really cool.
It just might be a random part in Big O. Isn't that the part where he just opens up and all the missiles just fly out?
I don't want to give too much away, but Big O definitely does some cool transforming.
Guys, if you haven't seen Big O yet, come on.
You need Big O in your
life. Just imagine, it's sort of like Batman, but instead of getting into a cape and a cow, he gets into a giant robot, and everyone has amnesia.
And Roger Smith is voiced by Steve Blum. So
yeah, there you go.
Steve Blum.
Steve Blum.
Nice. So I think that's all we have for the Tapagotchi this week.
That we have for the Tapagotchi.
Anyone else have another fight scene? I you sort of sprang that question on me. I haven't had much time to think about it. So there was only two that really stuck out.
Yeah. Well, it was either going to be that or a Gundam fight scene. Knowing you.
Well, the Gundam fight scenes aren't. In the newer series, they're really, really cool. But in the earlier ones, it's more of a war drama. So
the thing that I remember about old Gundam is that it would just be orange circles fading in and out in the far distance.
Well, yeah. The thing would be a fight scene in earlier Gundam series would consist of two giant robots just floating in space, and then the pilots talking to one another and be like, "You're my friend. Why are we fighting? I don't know."
Rat battle.
But yeah, there have been some really cool. Fight scenes in the later series just because the animation is better and it's technically just cooler looking, but...
You know what's another really cool fight scene, too? From the first Fist of the North Star OVA, the new Fist of the North Star series, where it's actually one of the only fight scenes in episodes. It's when Kenshiro faces the Emperor that's in reign for the...
Yeah, and he just
100 crack fists him into oblivion, where he's just and then he just explodes into nothing.
Yeah, he disintegrates.
Yeah, he disintegrates.
He gets awesome. He gets punched through a wall, and on the other side, he just turns into intestines.
Yeah. Wow,
That one is really cool. And it's really funny to listen to that when he's going ah, da, 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 like that.
Yeah. What?
He's getting all confused about it or something.
Yeah. So do we want to wrap it up now then?
Or? Well, we can. Hey, Wicked Anime viewers, if you guys want to email us your favorite fight scenes or even suggest us a different Tapagotchi for next week, please, please, please send us emails at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com.
I totally forgot about
it. Well, they want to say positive or negative. You just want to say we're doing good, what you like, what you won't change, fuck you, we don't care. Just send something.
Yeah, well...
We'll read them out loud, too.
We don't care.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Send us some fanfics. We'll read them on the show.
Oh, that's
good. We'll do it in our voices if you make it about us.
Well, yeah. We'll do impressions. It'll be good. I'll sing Take On Me, and you'll love it. It'll be great.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good idea. Send us fanfics.
That might be fun.
WickedAnimeReviews@gmail.com.
Cool. And if someone wanted to watch some anime reviews, where could they watch them?
Yeah, find me and Jonathan on YouTube, and you can watch our reviews and interviews with guests, special voice actors, and whatnot at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews.
We have a Facebook, too.
We do have a Facebook, too. And that is an easy one to find, because that's just facebook.com/wickedanime.
Nice.
Yeah.
Please like our page.
It's
like you know those commercials that they show the dogs playing those sad, sad songs? Think of us. Even if you don't know what we look like, just think of...
Get some Sarah McLachlan playing.
If you like this page, this boy can eat a meal for the next month.
Except we won't. I mean, come on.
We'll regardless, but...
And also, for the last bit, this show is brought to you by nerdyshow.com. All the guys at Nerdy Show, the guys who picked up Wicked Anime. You can also find our videos there on nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. And also check out their other shows as well, because Nerdy Show is cool.
Yeah, and funny. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
Nice.
They're okay, I guess.
Meh.
Don't you marry a man? Right, so do we want to say goodbye the only way we know how?
I guess we should.
Okay. Okay, bye.